and welcome back to the Nerd Podcast. Each month I try to see how long I can hold that out now. That's never-ending retro dialogue. I'm Jordan.
I'm Doug.
Today we are gathered here to celebrate July.
July. And all its glory. I think I officially had a name change. I was at, during work this week, I was at a tropical smoothie and something cafe.
Yeah.
And the nice gentleman behind the counter took my order, and he asked me for my name, and I said Doug. And he spelled it D-O-U-G-H. So my name is now Doe. And I'm glad I've got enough self-confidence that I didn't feel like that he was making a judgment on my weight.
Doe. So, wow.
I'm Doe.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wasn't ready for that identity change.
So there we go. You heard it here first, folks.
You heard it here first.
So yeah, July.
July 2024. It came in and it went and it is here and now it's gone.
But
by the time you hear this, it'll be gone.
It will be gone. Or almost.
Most likely. It'll mostly
be
gone.
The sun will be setting on the horizon.
On July.
Yeah. Hello, August.
My old friend.
Yep. For all you lucky kids that get to go back to school, or teachers that have to go back to deal with all those kids going back to school. Yeah.
It's going to be...
Have fun.
Yeah.
Enjoy the remainder of your freedom. Because it will be gone. Like the freight train.
Wow.
Gone like yesterday.
Oh.
Gone like the soldier in the Civil War. Bang, bang.
That's a song that I didn't expect to hear referenced on the podcast.
Hey, you know what? Yeah, Montgomery Gentry. Here we go. We're dropping everything today on you.
Drop it all.
Yep, here we go. So, July. How'd your July go?
It went by really quickly.
Yeah? You've been doing a lot.
I have been doing a lot. We'll talk about that, but especially in this last part, half of July, I've been doing a lot. I think my mania has kicked in. Well, I was going to say Hulkamania, but I don't know about that anymore.
I don't know that I'd claim that. Nope.
My Jordan mania has
there we go.
And
Gordy mania
has kicked in. And,
there we go.
I've just been wiping the floor with myself, so. But, you know, that's par for the course. One month I don't do anything, and then the other month I do everything.
Yeah. So there you go. Built-in breaks.
Well, yeah, I wish I could, like, do it more, like, so I do it all the time, but just in lesser doses.
Yeah.
Instead of just all at once and then nothing at once.
Oh, gosh. There's just no pleasing you.
No, there really isn't. Sorry. Yeah. But, so, let's see. What did we do in July? Well, I want to talk about this while it's fresh on my mind.
Yeah.
Finished Battlestar Galactica last night.
Oh, okay.
It was a good show, but the ending was a little bit weird. I kind of saw it coming because maybe somebody had told me somehow it ended, but I kind of was like, oh, okay, this makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if it makes sense, but you know what I mean? Like, I thought it was going to be. But we had four episodes to watch. And as you know, my dad is going to West Virginia, so he's like, do you want to finish this tonight or wait? And I was like, well, we only have one episode, so I don't want to wait till Monday to just watch one episode. So we binged four episodes last night, which is a lot for me.
That is a lot.
I mean, it's not like a half-hour TV show either.
No, and it's not like it's light fare.
And it's not, it's not light in any sense of the word.
No, it is not.
So, that was pretty cool. I don't know what we're going to do next.
Oh, that was going to be my question.
Yeah. I would like to do Eureka. I've always wanted to finish Eureka.
My dad loved Eureka, yeah.
It's such a great show, but I never got to watch all of it.
Yeah.
So, I'd like to do that, and that's also much lighter.
Yes.
Much lighter fare. It's like a salad.
Yeah, there we go. What about Psych? Have you ever watched Psych?
Oh, Psych, yeah. I do want to watch Psych. I just didn't know if... I'm just not sure if we're sticking with the sci-fi theme, because we've done, like, four different sci-fi shows.
That's true.
So I don't know if we're sticking with sci-fi.
Could always watch Wynonna Earp, too.
Yeah, that's true. I started watching that once. It was good.
Yeah, I've heard good things. I never read...
I did not either.
...the comic that it was based on. In case you didn't know, the TV show, CW... Was it on CW or was it sci-fi?
I think sci-fi. I don't know.
But yeah. One of Wynonna Earp. Based on a comic.
Just like
I don't think we talked about that in our one episode.
All good things are based on comics.
All that true story. There we go.
But yeah, so we finished that last night, and that was fresh on my brain, so I wanted to talk about that. Heavy show. Very heavy show.
Yes.
Very dark. Lots of death. Lots of despair. I mean, you know you're in for a bad time when every episode starts with the number of survivors, and it's always going down.
Yes.
Every intro has so many survivors, and each episode is down from the last one. And you're just like, okay.
At least they're upfront about it.
I guess, but...
Whereas in, you know, what is it, Game of Thrones?
Oh, yeah, Game of Thrones.
You just never know who's going to die.
Yeah, but this is like, by the hundreds, you know, like...
Oh, well, that's true.
Like, sometimes they'll lose 5 people, sometimes they'll lose 10 people, and then in the last one was, like, 100 difference. And I was like, so you know something bad's going to happen, so... but it was pretty good. It was so different than the first original Battlestar Galactica, and way better than the 1980 version, which was just... Well, the less said about that, the better, probably. I don't know. Did you watch 80?
Yes, with Lorne Greene.
Well, there's the original one with Lorne Greene, and then 1980 was the sequel with Lorne Greene and Barry Van Dyke.
Oh, I did not watch that. No.
Oh, good. You're not missing anything.
No.
It was terrible. It only lasted 10 episodes.
Gotcha.
Didn't have any of the original cast except for Lorne Greene.
You know what you should watch?
Huh?
V.
You know, we watched a little bit of the reboot of V.
Yeah. Are watch you, the original.
The original?
The original miniseries.
Okay.
Yeah. I think I have it on DVD.
I wonder if it's streaming anywhere, because I don't know that my DVD player works.
Oh, man.
I'll look into it. I'll look into it.
But yeah. I always remember loving that. There's Alien Nation, too. You could watch that. Yeah, they turned that into a TV show.
That's that cop show, right?
Yeah.
One's an alien.
Yeah.
The other's a nation.
The other's a nation, yeah.
Of domination.
Dom.
I don't know. It's always funny because when you finish a show, you almost have like a hole where it is, where it was, and you're like, I don't know what to do next.
Now what am I going to do? Yep.
You know, so Battlestar Galactica, man, it was a wild ride. I recommend it if you like sci-fi, but don't binge it so much as I did.
Yeah, was it you and I that were talking about that? There's just some shows.
Yeah.
That you don't want to binge, because they just the vibe they have.
Yeah, the vibe.
It was you and I. We were talking about when we were going to Gem City, right?
Yeah.
Which we'll talk about here in a little bit.
Yeah. But stay tuned.
Yes. After these messages, we were talking about how Sharon was binging Shameless, and so did Wyatt. Mm, and I just. I could watch one episode with her, maybe two, and then after that, I couldn't do more of it. I had to have a palate cleanser.
Yes.
It was just, and The Shield, which was an early 2000s? Mid-2000s TV? Was it, you know, it's a TV serial on FX, and it was dark. Like, it was kind of coming in the same time that, like, Sopranos and everything and you have the anti-hero, where, you know, the main focus of the show aren't necessarily good guys per se, because, what's his name? Michael Chiklis.
Yes.
His character, Vic Mackey, was not a good cop, and his crew were not great, and we loved that show, but we watched it when it was first airing, so... You know, it was once a week. And I started watching it one day. And, wow, like after the third episode, I'm like, no, I can't. It's just too dark. It's too grim. I need something else. So, you know, I flip on an episode of Chopped or Fortunate Fire.
Yeah.
Good golly. So, yeah.
Well, it's like when you're binging stuff, you do need a chaser these days, like...
Yeah.
I mean, depending on what you're watching. But anything... I think if you binge anything, it gets, like, the tone gets a little bit, like, okay. Because, like, I had the same problem with, like, podcasts. Like, I would listen to fiction podcasts.
Yeah.
But I would listen to them... I would, like, binge listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, I get it. It's weird. Like, because I always listen to weird stuff. Because I like weird stuff because I'm a weirdo. And I was like, okay, I get it. This is weird. And then I would just, like, kind of burn out. So, it's the kind of same thing with TV. But we made it, so...
Yeah. Well, good.
We were one of the survivors of Two of the survivors.
Two of the survivors. Oh my gosh. You have to let us keep us posted on what's next.
Yeah, actually, if you guys have any suggestions on what to watch next, I think I want to try Eureka because I'm pretty sure it's on Amazon, but...
I have seen Eureka, yeah. I think... I never watched it. Dad always said it was great. He enjoyed it.
I watched part of it when it was on.
Yeah.
Back in the day, but I don't remember anything about it, so... Mm. Well, I just know that the sheriff is not the Michelin Man, so...
He's... There we go.
Or not the Michelin Man, sorry. The Maytag Man. Michelin is the tires.
The tires. Maytag. He does look like the Maytag... Oh my god, he does look like the Maytag
Man. He is the Maytag Man.
Oh, no kidding?
Yeah.
In the commercials?
Yeah.
Ah.
Yep. That's what I know him for.
Well, golly gee willikers. Who knew?
Who knew?
Yeah. Oh gosh. What else you got going on?
Well, I'll tell you what else I've been watching. I'll just break this out. I'm just going to tell you right now. I'm just going to tell everybody right now. I my obsession of the month is anime.
Oh, yes, yes.
I told you about this a little bit, but
yeah.
I started watching anime. I went down that rabbit hole. And it's good.
It's good.
It's
Which
good.
Ones have you watched so far?
All right, so this is what I'm watching. I'm watching Robotech.
Yes.
I'm watching Star Blazers, which is a remake of an old 70s anime, which is a dub of a Japanese anime called Space Battleship Yamato. I'm watching Neon Genesis Evangelion, which is a really good mech show. Cowboy Bebop. And I don't know if you count Gigantor, but I started watching Gigantor.
Okay.
Which is like a 60s anime.
Nice.
I don't know if you're familiar with it.
I am not, you drawing the robot and posting it. Yeah.
Yeah, so I started watching those, and I started watching Voltron, but it's the American one, so I don't know if it's I don't think it's really an anime. But anyway, so I've been watching a lot of giant robot space sci-fi anime.
Sounds like a good time.
It's great. I love it. I was always afraid of anime because I didn't know where to start, but I'm starting with a lot of classics.
Yeah.
80s and 90s classics or remakes of them. And, yeah, I'm totally all in right now. And
now, would you give credit to Cody and Ethan for sparking this fire that has ignited for anime?
Maybe, but there might be other people that like anime.
Oh, well, yeah, there we go. There we go. Fair enough.
that I've been neglecting watching anime for, and now I'm doing it. So.
Yeah. Yeah, so kind of like Wyatt. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
But, you know, I'm watching old stuff, which I don't think a lot of people really talk about anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know, I don't think that a lot of people like the retro stuff anymore because of the way the animation is done today. But I love the aesthetic of Cowboy Bebop. I told you this already. You would love Cowboy Bebop.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a space western, and it's all jazzy and everything. You really should watch it. And it's only one season, but
yeah.
It's really fun. And like the guy at Gem City said, it's a good intro anime.
Yeah.
Because it's not just a weird anime. It's a space western anime.
Yeah.
And I think, kind of like with comics, you have to figure out what a person likes.
Yeah.
And then start with that. You know, you can't just be like, okay, watch Naruto or watch One Piece, because those are like 1,000 episodes, you know?
Yeah.
Watch something that's like one season and watch something that you like the genre of.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've already talked about it. We've been watching The Big O,
yeah.
And have enjoyed that immensely. I do have Cowboy Bebop next on my list. I'm probably going to wait until you're done watching it, because if I use your Crunchyroll,
yeah.
It'll start you back to where you are, and I don't want to cause that confusion.
That's
so
true.
So,
that's very considerate.
Yes, I'd like
actually
to do that.
You can do two accounts, I think.
Oh, can you?
So I think when you...
Oh, another profile?
Yeah, because when you log in, it says Jay Kieran, and then there's like a plus sign.
Oh, well, then I'll do
try that.
That,
yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense, because all the other ones do that, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, Big O is... Again, they've got the jazz in there, too. In the latest episode, and I think I already talked about... God, did I talk about this, or was it just me and you talking about it?
I think it was just you and I.
But it was very... the jazz actually made sense.
Yeah.
Because usually it's just a solo and you're just like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But that the episode we just watched was very reminiscent of an old detective noir, you know, like Philip, you know, Marlowe or whatnot. And so the jazz saxophone they were playing really fit the vibe. That's the word of the day, kids. I've been enjoying that, and plus there's a big giant robot in that big too that robot. Just beats the heck out of things.
Yeah.
And you know, and for nerds like us, it turns into hey, I wonder if I can get that anywhere. Yeah. And so then we go down the rabbit hole of eBay, Amazon, Mercari, and online, and then you find model kits, and then you find figures, and then you find this and that, and oh dear God.
Yeah.
So
I want to start ordering some model kits. I think the first one I'm going to build is the Evo 1, which is from Neon Genesis Evangelion, which is very hard to say for some reason for me.
Yeah.
Because I want to say Evangelion. But it's Evangelion.
Really?
Yes, that's how they say it in the show.
Well, okay.
But the mech in that is so unique. It's purple and green. And I showed you that picture of Mechagodzilla X Evo 1.
That one was cool.
That was really cool. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm really into the idea of giant robots right now.
Go figure.
How can you not be is the question. You know, like, giant robots are just fun.
They're cool.
They're really cool.
I mean, especially when they take on multiple forms.
Yeah, yeah. Which is a segue into Robotech, because they have a bunch of stuff that transforms in Robotech. Now, this is what's interesting. So Robotech is kind of an interesting property because, it's an Americanization spliced of different animes, Japanese animes, three separate Japanese animes.
Oh, okay.
I think they do it each season is a different anime. But they've Americanized it, and they've done, you know, they've gotten, like, the main characters and stuff that are American and stuff, and, so it's very interesting. I've been meaning to watch Robotech for a long time, because it's, like, a staple of 80s nerddom. I don't know if you ever watched it when... No.
I did not.
So far, I'm only on about halfway through the first season, if that. There's about 85 episodes, which is, like, a million episodes to my... ADHD brain. So, but yeah, they have these jets that transform, and they have, like, they can go to, like, robot form or, like, half mode form, where they're, like, half jet, half robot. I think you'd like it. The only thing with Robotech is it's a little silly sometimes, because, like, they want to have, like, drama and romance and stuff, but it's a little goofy because it's, like, so old, it's a little dated, but I love that.
Yeah.
I love it. It's campy. I love that.
Yeah.
You know that, you know? Yeah. So
B movies are my jam.
Yeah, yeah. So, and this is like a B movie, but with robots in space, you know. And
have we done a B movie episode?
I don't think so. I think it's on the list, though.
Okay. Okay.
I think. I'm not sure. I'd have to go back to the.
Have to go look. I don't think we've done a B movie.
I don't think so either.
I think we have a So Good It's Bad.
Yeah.
But that's not necessarily a B movie.
No. No.
You know what? How have we not done a B movie episode yet?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh, okay.
Yeah, so, and then what else was I watching? So, Battleship, so Star Blazers, which is the full title of this anime is Star Blazers Battleship Yamato, no, Space Battleship Yamato 2199, which is really a lot for me to remember. It's a remake of Star Blazers from the 70s, Battleship Yamato, and it's gorgeous. The art is amazing on it. I think that's what really captures people about anime is the art is so fluid.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'll watch stuff, like, I was watching a clip, like, literally just watching and rewatching a clip of a guy peeling the plastic off a pack of cigarettes. And I was, like, on the Instagram, and it was anime, and I was like, this is so beautiful. What in the world? So, but yeah, so Star Blazers is kind of like, Earth is being attacked by this alien force, and they're kind of terraforming the Earth.
Yeah.
So they build this space battleship Yamato to seek out this planet that will give them the means to defeat the enemy. And I'm only about 5 episodes in, but it's very well done, and the ship is really cool. I want a model of the Yamato so bad. I'm getting it out of my system before I get married, so.
There you go.
If I ever get married.
I was going to say, wow, are we announcing something?
No.
Oh.
If I ever get married. Sorry. I about killed Doug. If I ever get married, I want to have all the stuff that I want already.
Yes.
But I know it never ends. I know there's always something new.
As I look around my room, and as you know, I've pre-ordered the newest Jonah Hex figure. Yeah. And
true.
And yeah, it never ends.
It never ends.
I've got a stack of comics from Gem City Con right there.
Well, yeah, you know what? That's what makes us nerds.
It is.
But then, so Cowboy Bebop, Gigantor is pretty fun. I've only watched the first two episodes of Gigantor, but it's black and white, so it's kind of really vintage. The main villain's name is Dr. Cat's Meow, which I think is hilarious.
Dr. Cat's Meow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was introduced to Gigantor through the theme song of Gigantor, which was on the 90s, you know, that best of 90s cartoons.
Yeah.
The punk bands do it, and that theme song's on there, even though that's from the 60s.
Interesting.
The cartoons aren't from the 90s, just the bands are from the 90s.
Yes, yeah.
But it's from the 60s, so I thought it was interesting that it was on there, but it's really good. If you get the chance to go on YouTube, look up Helmet Gigantor, Helmet's the band, and they do like a punk version of Gigantor, and it's just like, it's been stuck in my head nonstop. But, and then across, you know, and then our, I think it's American Animation, but Voltron.
Yes.
Wow. I'm only about three episodes in, and I'm like, this is amazing.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but Cody and Ethan, when we did our anime episode, they actually said they consider Voltron anime.
Well, the original Voltron is anime. I don't know if the new one on Netflix is anime.
Oh. I would consider you that consider anime.
Well, it fits my giant robot bill, so.
Voltron's awesome. The new Voltron on Netflix is really good.
I started watching it, and I'm just like, this is amazing.
Yeah, it is fantastic.
The original one is called Beast Mode or something, Go Lion or something.
Yeah, Go Lion.
And that's the Japanese Voltron, but then they dubbed it in English. So.
Yes, yeah. And then they had the vehicle one. That was the second season.
I don't know anything about that one.
Me neither. But yeah, the new one that's on Netflix. Oh my God. If you guys have a Netflix account,
yeah,
watch that and watch Castlevania.
And Neon Genesis Evangelion is on Netflix. Not on Crunchyroll. It's only on Netflix.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a second. I bit the bullet and got a Crunchyroll.
Do it.
You know what? I have no regrets.
No,
no regrets.
No regrets?
No regrets. I might have to resubscribe to it because I think I messed something up.
Oh, no.
I'll see how it goes today when I go to watch some anime. But yeah, so that's my weekly or my monthly obsession is anime, and I hope that it lasts because I have lots of shows to watch. And I'm hoping it's a way of life. Because, like, I'm going to be honest, like, this month, I have felt more nerdy than I have in a long time.
Yeah.
And, like, it's because I'm getting back into reading comics, and I'm watching anime, and I'm drawing comics again, and it's just like, I'm doing it. I'm a nerd again.
It's all fresh, yeah. Yeah. Nerd again.
It's like falling in love again.
Oh, that feeling.
With myself.
Oof, even better.
Yeah, so that's my obsession.
So that's your new obsession.
Yeah.
Have we talked about your brackets?
Oh, yeah, I was going to talk about my brackets. So I've done two brackets this month. One was for the best detective.
Yep.
And that was 32 detectives. That one was more surprising to me.
Agreed.
Than the
Agreed.
Best spaceships bracket, which I just concluded a couple days ago.
Yeah.
Best spaceship bracket, 32 spaceships. More of a foregone conclusion, I thought, because the Millennium Falcon ended up winning the whole thing. I thought it would be, I shouldn't have put the Enterprise and the Falcon on the same side, but it was just it was just randomly generated.
Yeah.
So they just ended up facing each other before the finals. It came down to the Millennium Falcon versus the Eagle 5 from Spaceballs.
The fact that Eagle 5 got through there was hilarious.
I know. I think people were just like, I don't want the Falcon to win because it's like so easily going to win.
Yeah.
And so
they were the Duke of the bracket. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, the detective bracket was a little more interesting because people
still
like,
sour about that one, too.
Dude, people like Sherlock Holmes and Batman got eliminated in the first round.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what is happening here?
And look, I get it. A lot depends on the people you mingle with online, right? And so Veronica Mars beating Batman didn't... It shocked me.
It shocked me.
It shocked me, but it's like, okay, I get it. You see who votes, and you're like, all right. Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
I forget who even beat him.
Dirk Gently.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, someone I've never even heard of.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like...
Well, I think he's like a cult icon, you know?
It was very... That one hurt. And then Monk beating Columbo.
Yeah, by like one vote. Or two votes, maybe.
I mean, I liked Monk, but come on.
I know, I was really surprised. I thought it was going to come down to Columbo and Sherlock Holmes, or Poirot and Sherlock Holmes, which Poirot got knocked out pretty early, too, by Nancy Drew, I think.
Yes, yeah, Nancy Drew had a good run.
Nancy Drew had the most vocal fans, and I applaud them for that, because even though she didn't win, she definitely won, like, the fan favorite.
Yeah.
I think the Eagle 5 won the fan favorite of the spaceships.
Oh, I would agree with you.
Yeah, so that was a lot of fun, because it's like, the thing is, like, there's so much negativity on Facebook right now.
Yeah.
Actually, always.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, I'm just going to throw this out there, and, you know, it kind of gets people talking about cool stuff.
Yeah.
So, I think it was a lot of fun.
I would agree. I think it was a blast.
Yeah. And, as per our friend Albert.
Yeah.
He recommended that I do Giant Robots next.
Ooh, yeah.
And okay. I have the bracket already created.
Nice.
So don't worry, it's coming soon.
Albert gave us gave me a shout out.
Yeah, what was the reference? I couldn't
remember.
Well,
so I went to see what the reference was, and I'm assuming he meant at the 57 minute mark, right? Not the 57 second.
Oh, I don't know.
So I didn't check the 57
second
mark. Yeah, it must
have been 57 minutes.
And so at that point, I was talking about in my childhood how I used to have all these grand battles, multiversal with Mask. And so I'm wondering, and I didn't listen all the way through because unfortunately I was working and I ended up having to finish work. And so I couldn't finish the rest of that episode to see maybe if the reference was a little bit later. But yeah, thank you, Albert, for listening.
Yeah, thanks. And Albert is a true believer.
Yes. And
he participated in all the ballot, both brackets, all of the voting, and he called the Millennium Falcon winning from the very first time it showed up, and he called it.
Yep. Friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show, Albert.
I went to college with him, just in case you were wondering.
I was going to ask you off the air, but
we went to college together. Great guy.
Okay.
Him and his wife, Abby. Love you guys.
Hey. Welcome to the circle.
But, so the brackets were a lot of fun. I'm going to do Giant Robots next. I have 32 Giant Robots. A lot of them people aren't going to know because they're from anime. But you know what? I'm going to have pictures, so you're just going to have to vote that way.
Nice. Now you just have to keep thinking of
odd
things to throw in the mix of.
I've already got one for October.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. So I might do like a trilogy of brackets and then take a break for a while because I don't want to overdo it, you know.
Well, see, I was going to suggest do one every month.
Oh, one every month?
Yeah.
I like that idea.
One a month. Why not?
Yeah. Then we can talk about it every month.
Yeah.
Like that idea.
Very good. The brackets, I've enjoyed it. That's the cat food.
Okay.
We'll see if that comes through on the podcast. The cats are getting their food.
Cats meow.
The cats meow.
So let's talk about Gem City a little bit.
Gem City Comic Con.
If you're unfamiliar with Gem City, it is an annual Comic Con that is held in Dayton, Ohio. We went this year.
Yeah, we had missed it last year.
Yeah.
They changed the date again, I think.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right.
Right? Because for the longest time, it was like in March or April.
March or April.
And then COVID happened and then they stopped doing pre-sale on tickets to keep the ticket prices lower. They don't do online pricing at all. And then this year was in July. Now, I don't know what time it was last year.
I don't remember.
But yeah, I mean, thankfully, I saw an advertisement for it on the Book of Faces, and we were able to go. The Gem City Con is one of my favorites to go to because it's like, and tell me if I'm off base here, but it's like a giant version of space.
Yeah.
For anyone who's heard us talk about the space convention, that stands for
Small Press and Alternative Comics Expo.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And because at Gem City, you really don't have any celebrities there. I mean, you might get, like, Daryl Banks was there one year.
Yeah.
But he's local. You know, he's an Ohio guy. And so it's always cool seeing him out in places. But Sterling Clark's been there.
Yeah.
Our friend Michael's been there a few times, but he wasn't there this year. I don't know if he was there last year either. And I didn't see Sterling there this year.
Yeah, I didn't see him either.
But yeah, you get to see a lot of independent creators or people that are, you know, publishing on their own or trying to get it out. But you do see a lot of people who have done art. Like, that's where I've gotten, you know, the Thing print there. Yeah. And the He-Man prints that are on my wall. Those are all done by an artist who's done stuff on a national level.
Yeah.
So it's just a neat... And then plus you get tables upon tables upon tables upon tables of just comics.
Yeah.
It's a blast.
I like it because, yeah, you get to meet those artists. There were a lot of really cool prints this year.
Yeah.
I spent so much money on prints.
Yeah.
I don't regret that, but, yeah, there was... I'm always a sucker for stuff like Spawn and Hellboy.
Mm-hmm.
And, Judge Dredd, which I ended up buying all those. Mm-hmm. Bought some Cowboy Bebop. Bought some Batman.
Yep.
I'm a sucker for those, you know? That guy was doing Gotham by Gaslight as we were walking.
Yes, by. Oh my gosh. I would love to find him.
Yeah.
And see once that's done. Because yeah. That looked like that was going to turn out awesome.
It looked fantastic. And it was funny because he's like, yeah. I said, how are you doing Gotham by Gaslight? I didn't ask him. I said, oh, you're doing Gotham by Gaslight. Because I could tell.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, I'm hoping that's what it's going to turn out to be. And I was like, bro, that's amazing.
We already see it. Yeah. I will admit, the one thing I struggle with, and I struggle with this when I go to space or any of these smaller events like this, is I get giddy, and I love talking to the people. And because when you're talking to them, I mean, this is their passion project, right? You know, one guy that we talked to, it took him 4 years to complete the book and get to where it was published, and it's a graphic novel and whatnot. And so my struggle is just going through and not buying something at every single table, because you easily could, because it's so neat to see what they've been working on. And obviously I know what it takes, because, you know, I talk to you all the time as far as getting the stuff out there and getting it produced and putting it there for people to be able to buy and whatnot. It's just, I don't know. I enjoy it thoroughly. And, you know, let me talk about what I got.
Yeah, do it.
Because you got the prints. So there was a bookstore there, and they're at Gem City all the time. And I want to say I've seen them at, like, maybe the Buckeye West Comic Con, the Buckeye Comic Con that's on the west side in the Marriott. I want to say I've seen them there too, but they usually have graphic novels there, and they have them at discounted prices. And then, so on the outside of the wall, they had the ones that it said 50% off, and you look at the price, you're like, yeah, okay, that's 50% off. And so I saw they had Saga. Now, we've talked about Saga before for the non-superhero books that you should read. And so they had the Volume 1 Compendium, which is normally $60.
It's a phone book, guys.
It's huge. And they had a sticker on for $20. I'm like, well, I can't pass that up. And then when we get in there, guys like, oh, no, that's $10. It's 50% off. And I'm just like, holy crap. I mean, it's over 1,300 pages.
Yeah.
And then along with it, they had... I do not own a lot of manga.
Right.
But this cover really took took me. And we may have to take a picture and post it. But
oh my god!
So it's called No Longer Human by, how do you pronounce his
Junji
name?
Ito.
Junji Ito,
who's a famous horror manga artist.
And again, this was one of the ones that, you know, is like normally like $35. Yeah. They had it marked 12 and it was 50% off.
Yeah.
So I got this book and it's, you know,
it's not thin.
It's like 600 and some pages. And when you read the jacket, when I read the inside of the jacket, it's just like, holy crap. It sounds like I may need to make sure that my head's in a good place.
Yeah, I would say so, probably.
But so those were the two like non
well
independent things that I got.
I want to chime in real quick because I got something from that booth too.
Yes, you did.
Okay, so anybody who knows me pretty much knows I like my comics to be a little more niche these days, which just happens when you read comics for so long. Well, there was a Captain Britain omnibus there, and this thing was huge. I mean, this is probably the biggest book that I own.
It was pretty stout.
It's huge. It's thick. And it was originally $130. I got it for $30.
Yeah.
And because the sticker said $60, and I was like, I don't want to pay $60 for this, but I want it. I just don't know. And then the guy's like, well, it's half off. And I'm like, it's half off 60? And he's like, yeah. And I said, all right, man, say no more.
Why don't you explain who Captain Britain is?
Captain Britain is Brian Braddock, was the original Captain Britain. He's the one that's in the omnibus. And he is a superhero from Britain. He's Captain America for Britain. And although I think later on he gets like flight and psychokinetic abilities. In the beginning, he just has a staff and an amulet that turns him into Captain Britain. But I think later on he gets more psionic powers. So.
Gotcha. He's the one, there's been great rumors.
Yes.
That's who Henry
Cavill, yeah.
Would be in the Marvel Universe. Although it's looking more and more like maybe not, right?
You never know with Henry.
You're right, you never know. But yeah, that was a
heck of a deal.
That, yeah, we couldn't turn that down. I don't know how I'm going to read Saga, but I can't wait.
With your eyes.
Well, yes. I remember, so I started Saga, and I want to say, I think I read the first three volumes. Not the compendium volumes. The first, like, three graphic novels. And I'm not sure how I fell off. Probably started reading something else and I didn't get back to it. I was reading it digitally. But yeah, so to have that is fantastic. And for $10.
Yeah.
So the first thing I got was from those brothers that did all the prints. I hope I'm pronouncing their last name right, but Lee Zofer?
That's what I thought it was.
And Nate Zofer.
Great guys.
They were awesome to talk to. Their tables were side by side. You got prints from each of them.
Yes.
And by proxy, I ended up getting a print from each of them because they were doing a buy two, get one free. And I think both of mine were Batman.
Both Batman related.
Yeah, and yours were...
I got Hellboy, Spawn.
Dread.
And no, I'm sorry, Hellboy and Spawn.
Hellboy, Spawn, and...
was a different guy. I got Hellboy and...
was Cowboy Bebop from...
Cowboy Bebop was one of them. Yeah. And, well, I got the Demon Slayer, but that was not for me.
Yes.
But,
correct.
I'm missing one. RoboCop.
Oh, that's right, the RoboCop. Yep, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, that one was a good one,
too. That was really good.
Yeah. They were both awesome. So, yeah, I got the first arc of their storyline called The Wild. And the brief synopsis of it is the animals' kingdom, the world's... was there a cataclysmic event? And so now the animals have to go back to the animal kingdom or something or other. And there's the main character is a wolf who was raised by sheep and... but no one trusts him because he's a wolf. I don't know. The art looked really cool. I mean, the two of them were super nice. So, yeah. And then Sarah Vecchi, or Vecchi. I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing it wrong. But I got... she had two different volumes of Michael and Margot. And it's a young boy who gets lost in the woods and befriends a monster and... they start having adventures.
Yeah.
But that looked really fun too. And then we saw Jordan's friend, Stephen Hines. Stephen?
Yep.
Yeah. And so we both got his snails with lasers.
Yes.
And Jordan's friend, Aaron Lindemann, did the art for it. And it is...
It looks amazing, yeah.
Oh my gosh. It is just... This that photo right there.
Yeah.
That what page? I don't know what page number that is, but there's
it's also the back cover too.
Oh, there it is. The dude just is eviscerated.
Yeah.
And it's just a skeleton standing there with a pained look on its face. That's just awesome.
Amazing.
Aaron's just fantastic.
Yeah.
And then I think this was the first thing I bought. Pheromones versus Mothman. So it's a group of high school superheroes that take on the Mothman.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the written and illustrated by Larry Morgan. There we go. And then the EMP logo is done by Brian Reddy. EMP is the group. So they were cool. I ended up getting a Godzilla book. I know that'll be shocking.
Right.
But it's an official Who HQ book. And is what is the story of Godzilla? And when you look at it, you think it's a kid's book. But it's not written like one. It's not like it's bad. And then I got two different runs from Josh Nealis and Cristiano Reyna. And is that Pedo Man?
I think so.
And Kid Friendly. And then Ginger Avenger.
Yep. That one was calling your name.
That one was killing my name because, well, my favorite band is Ginger and the Shades. And but the story, the idea of this is King Arthur and Robin Hood were superheroes in this world. And this guy is the ancestor of them. So that sounded interesting.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what else I got. Oh! We ran into a guy from Marysville.
Yes, we did.
I won't use his real name. His author's name is James Fireman. And he wrote a space... Well, he described it as a cross between Guardians of the Galaxy and Princess Bride.
Oh, yes.
It sounds really cool. And the fact that he ended up being from Marysville, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
And then, to be continued, his next book is going to be Bigfoot, set in the Old West.
The Old West.
So, I mean, he saw me coming from a mile away. And I'm okay with it. He did. But yeah, I mean, but that's what's great about Gem City, is you find all these people that have... You know, they're doing things that appeal to them. And it's cool when you can find someone that digs the same stuff you dig.
For sure.
I don't think... I didn't buy any regular comics there. I bought... It was all indie stuff there. Besides those two books at the one place up front. But, yeah.
Well, you couldn't pass those up.
Yeah. No, not for that price. My gosh. But, yeah. Gem City Con.
It was fun.
It is. If you guys are in the area and you enjoy stuff like that, it is definitely worth...
And I'll say this about Gem City. There was a lot of cosplay that I actually recognized.
Right?
Which is unusual now.
Yeah. Yeah. They had the one group that's always at there was there. They do like the Star Wars stuff and the G.I. Joe. They're cool. It's just a fun time.
It's great.
And it's $10 to get in.
Right.
You know, most cons these days, you're spending $40, $50, $60 or more to get in. And then you're spending, you know, $20, $40, $50, $60, $100 to visit with celebrities and stuff. Which, hey, you know, if that's what you love, that's what you love.
Right.
Me, I love paying $10 to get in and looking at books that I've never seen before.
True.
So, but yeah, that was fun. I enjoyed Gem City.
Yeah, it was fun. And getting there's not too bad from here.
No.
So
no, easy drive. Nice. Easy drive. Canes for lunch.
Yeah.
You know, what else do you need?
One love.
That's it. What else?
Well,
what else this month?
My mania has kicked in.
Yeah.
So I've been working on a lot of projects. Oh no.
How many are up in the air now?
4 or 5. That's just comics though, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yep.
I started drawing again, so I've opened Pandora's box. I will say that here's a twofer.
Yeah.
I started deciding that so a long time ago I created the Mothman.
Yes.
Not the Mothman, but a hero called Mothman. And it's supposed to be a take on Batman 66.
Yeah.
Well, the other night I decided I'm going to do that. I'm finally going to draw that because I'm getting to the point where I feel like I can draw.
Yeah.
A little bit better. Well, in order to do research for Mothman 66, I bought the first season on Amazon of Batman 66.
Mm.
So I started watching it last night to do a little research. And I have decided that I want it to be an ongoing series, so it'll be number 1, 2, 3, 4.
Sure.
But I decided that it would be fun, like a fun little nod, if every story was a two-part issue.
Yes. Yeah.
And it leaves off on a cliffhanger about how, you know.
Yep.
So, because I was watching it, and I was like, oh, that's a really fun idea. I have modeled it very heavily off of Batman 66 to the point where if you look closely at his face, I don't know if you noticed this, but I added eyebrows and a nose.
I did notice that, yes.
Which I didn't notice until I was watching the show last night. And I was like, oh, yeah, he's got those weird little accents.
Yes.
I'm going to do that. So I started doing that. So I haven't even written anything, but I've got ideas for a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
But what I did write was Mega Action Robot Champion.
Yes.
Wrote the first issue of that, and I'm 3 pages in to drawing it.
Awesome.
That's affected by my giant robot phase. So Mega Action Robot Champion is my first attempt to draw giant robots fighting spaceships. It's going to be a lot of fun. I started drawing Don Quixote again. I was kind of hung up because it's the most famous scene in the whole story.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the windmill.
Ah.
And it doesn't last very long.
Yeah.
So I was kind of hung up on that. But that one's also in color, whereas the other one is not, where Mecha Mark 1 is not in color.
Yeah.
Which I might color it, but I feel like it's kind of an homage to Gigantor a little bit.
Sure.
Who inspired me to draw a robot. So I did that. And then I'm doing Ghost Rider. I'm very careful to emphasize that because of Ghost Rider and Spirit of Vengeance. But I'm 10 pages done with Ghost Rider.
Mm-hmm.
I've drawn 10 pages.
Nice.
I've written the whole first issue. I think it's probably going to be like, my goal is to do like 3 or 4 issues of Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
And then like do a sequel because he's going to write Ghost Hunters 2.
Gotcha.
The novel.
Yeah.
And then I might do a third one because they make more.
Yeah.
But I might do a third one called like Ghost Hunter or Ghost Rider Legacy where he's an older man and he's like,
gotcha.
You know, so I've got plans for that one.
Awesome.
And then I was digging through my Google Drive, and I discovered that I forgot that I had about a little over half of this magazine done.
Mm-hmm.
A humor magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be like a one-man humor magazine. I'm crediting it. I'm creating different names to credit to different people, but it's all me.
Nice.
There's a peek behind the curtain.
Nice.
But I was like, man, I forgot I had all this. And I've wanted to do a humor magazine since I can remember. And so that's kind of up in the air right now. But I just need a little bit more material.
Mm-hmm.
I have like 33 pages out of like 48 is what I want my goal to be.
Gotcha. Okay.
So I'm just like jumping from thing to thing. But like when I go home after this, I think I'm going to start trying to write The Mothman. Because, like, I have an idea for, like, a story, but I've got to have precedent first.
Yeah.
Because my original idea for the story was that he has to fight Mothman 89.
Yes.
Which is a dark reboot of the Mothman legacy. But I need him to be established first before he can do that.
Yeah.
Because that is going to basically be the Mothman Returns storyline.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? So, I need more issues before I can do that. So, but I showed you like, a cover mock-up.
Yes.
And I've had that idea in my head for, like, 2 years. So I'm just like, okay, like, I gotta get going with this. Because, like, I wasn't feeling very good about my drawing. But then once I started drawing robots and stuff, I was like, whatever. I'll draw whatever I want.
That's it.
So, hopefully.
You do you.
Yeah. I'm hoping that Mothman, and what I'm hoping to do is have get all of these done and then have like a giant release party for all of them at once.
Yeah.
Because I don't really want to wait another year for Space or for Mary's Woman Econ. I just want to have like a little release party where it's like Hotcakes Comics Fall line, yeah, lineup or whatever. So I will say there's something really nice about doing Ghost Rider though, because it's so simple compared to the rest of the stuff. It's just a dude writing a book.
Yeah.
There's no monsters, there's no aliens, there's no vigilantes. It's very relaxing, and I can get a page done in like less than an hour. So,
oh, so it's a nice palate cleanser.
It is. It's when I need to like relax, because there's no action shots of him like, because like Mothman's gonna be like jumping off buildings and punching guys in the face, and yeah, I need to write that though. But yeah, when I wrote Mega Action Robot Champion, I was like, okay, can I do this? Like, I don't know if I can do this, so I'm just like trying to take it. Because when I started drawing Don Quixote, my philosophy was just do panel by panel.
Yeah.
And so that's all I can do. So, and you know, the thing with the tablet is it's so much easier to pencil things and outline them and ink them and everything. So if I make a mistake, which I do all the time, it's much easier to fix. So hopefully there's going to be some new Hotcakes comics coming out this fall. If not all of them, I'd like at least one or two to come out.
Awesome.
Don Quixote, the second issue is halfway done, so
yeah,
that shouldn't take too much longer. You know, and then it's just a matter of funding them and getting them out there to people. So, but I'll probably wait until I have like 3 or 4 issues so I can have like a launch party instead of just being, oh, everybody come get your one issue, because that's really not worth it, you know?
Yeah. So,
but yeah.
Awesome.
That's where I'm at creatively right now.
Good deal.
It's been a lot of fun. I like to use different parts of my brain. So writing a comedy / drama with Ghost Rider, and writing a superhero story with Mothman, and writing a sci-fi action story with Mega Action Robot Champion. It's just like, okay, like I feel like I'm getting a full workout. And it feels really good.
Well, good. You know what I just realized?
Huh. Oh, yeah.
The last-minute survey question that I had.
Did people answer that?
We did get some answers on that.
I keep looking at this rabbit statue over here.
Maddie's rabbit statues. Yeah. Uh-huh. My gosh, what's going on? I forgot how to use.
You forgot how to use
social Facebook. Media. Jeez. Here we go. Not a ton of comments, but I want to give them their just due.
Yeah.
Because they were nice enough to answer. So, the question was, what's your favorite historical drama, whether it be a movie or a miniseries?
Yes.
So, my buddy Beat said, Saving Private Ryan or Hamburger Hill, All Quiet on the Western Front and Oppenheimer would be a runner-up. For the series, he mentioned one that was on my list, John Adams.
Yes.
Pacific, Band of Brothers, Chernobyl.
Ooh, Chernobyl's brutal.
And then my old buddy Dane said Armistead, The Hurricane, The Stratton Story, Apollo 13, just to name a few of his favorites. And then Bethany also said Chernobyl was good.
Yeah.
I have not watched Chernobyl yet. That is on my list to watch. I've heard good things. Yeah, that's what I've heard. What would be some of yours? I've got a few in my head.
I don't really know. I don't watch a lot of historical dramas, so this is a tough one for me.
Yeah.
If we're going to talk about any of those, then Chernobyl is, like, the way to go for me, because it's, like, but it's brutal, though.
Yeah.
I don't know.
In my head, because this is my issue.
Yeah.
Is, you know, because I was thinking Save a Private Ryan at one time, too, but is it historical enough, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I love the movie, and the first scene when they're storming Normandy, my God, that is just heart-wrenching. So I would still put it in there. I love the movie Gettysburg. I can remember after I got my wisdom teeth out, Sharon popped it in, because you know it's darn near 4 hours long, so the TV was babysitting me while I was on my pain meds. I was going to mention John Adams. I loved that series on HBO. I thought that was really well done. Paul Giamatti was great in it. But, you know, for a recent movie, I would say Dunkirk by Christopher Nolan. Maddie and I went and saw that in the theater, and we were just in awe of it. It was just such a... just a different kind of feel, but yet you still had this kind of, you know, I don't know. It was just, it was beautifully done, I thought. I absolutely loved it. I would love to watch, I actually own it on Vudu, but I haven't watched it yet. They Shall Not Grow Old Forever, but it's
you told me
by
about
Peter
that.
Jackson. So I can't put that on the list because I haven't watched it yet, but I would love to. But yeah. So that one is harder, but you know, I wanted to throw something out different. So thanks to Ryan, Dane, and Bethany for answering. You know, but my favorite historical drama would probably be Godzilla Minus One.
Yes.
That just really it really encapsulates everything. So thanks.
Really captures the true story of what happened that day.
Exactly. What episodes we got coming up in August? Do you know?
Music Media, and
that's with our buddy Weldy.
That's with Weldy. And we got Bruce Campbell.
Ah, the world of Bruce Campbell.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. So that means the Unconventional Collection will probably be in September sometime.
Yeah, I think so.
And then... will be... Oh, well, no. Travis's episode will probably come before that, right? Oh, no, we already did that one. He'll be back.
Yeah, he'll be back.
He'll be back. Travis will be joining us to record The World of Nick Cage. So, to all of you out there who love Nick Cage...
Or hate him.
Hmm?
Or hate him. Get used to it.
There's... Speaking of my buddy Biederman, he loathes Nick Cage. But yeah, so we're gonna be diving into that madcap world. Hopefully we survive.
If we will probably survive, but we won't be the same.
We definitely won't.
No.
But trying to think what else. I don't know what else we're gonna record.
Yeah.
We got to get back on that.
We'll get back on it, yeah.
Yeah, we got to... But, no, I just lost my train of thought. I've been derailed.
Oh.
That's terrible.
Train derailment.
Yeah. But, so those are a couple of good episodes. The Music Media one was fun.
Yeah.
So... Although, so was the Bruce King. They're all fun.
They're all fun.
Who am I kidding? We enjoy the heck out of this, whether anyone else enjoys listening to them or not. We have fun making them. So should we tease what we might be doing?
Yeah, go for it.
So we're thinking about doing something that we've never done before in October. So there's a gaming convention called GDEX in Columbus at the end of October. And they have media passes. So we are trying to work up the courage to fill out an application for that so that we could go and witness the convention through the eyes of a member of the media and do some interviews. That episode would probably get released as a special because it will definitely be longer than an hour. We try to keep everything over around an hour, obviously. That one... I think we just keep going until it's done. So we're looking at doing that. First step is the application.
Right.
And they may deny us, and then, you know, it doesn't matter.
Well, if they deny us, that will be their loss.
That's it. So, I think that'd be fun to give it a try.
I think so.
I mean, we could always go and record anyways, even if we're not media.
True.
But it'd be cool to...
We wouldn't be mainstream media at that point.
Exactly. Yeah. We'd be the underground. That's the dark web. watch out. But yeah, you got anything else, man?
That's about it, man. I had a busy July, and I think I'm gonna have a busy August.
Two things.
Okay.
Because I forgot to talk about one last month. Oh, I finished X-Men 97.
97, yeah.
Excellent. Excellent series. Anyone who is of my age and watched, or maybe a little bit younger and watched X-Men, the original series, definitely give this a watch. I thoroughly enjoyed it. The animation was great. The story I thought was good, and it sets up for a really interesting season two. That's all I'm going to say about that. It was phenomenal. And then we rented Abigail.
Oh, yeah.
Anyone who doesn't know what that was, it's basically a horror comedy. And you've got a, 10-year-old vampire that gets kidnapped. And they do it on purpose so that they can play with their food, as the line goes. I did not have high expectations, but I wanted to, I'm like, oh, I think it'll be good.
Yeah.
We loved it. It's not going to win any awards, and it didn't. But we were thoroughly entertained, which is all we ask for movies like that. The characters were great. I think they did really well. The moments, they knew what they were, right? Yeah. They knew the kind of movie they were making. The funny moments were funny. I'm not going to say there were any jump scares. There was plenty of blood and gore. Maybe a twist here and there, but nothing that made me go, oh my God, I can't believe that just happened,
Yeah.
But yeah, it was entertaining. Out of 5 stars, I'd give it, 3. It was
not bad.
Yeah, it's worth a watch. And we all agreed that we would watch it again. So it might make its way into the Shocktober rotation. Because nice. It would be one of those nice palate cleansers. Because, you get a little bit of that horror feel, but it's mostly, there's some fun stuff in there, too. So it kind of washes off what you deal with when you watch, The Fog or Halloween or
Very
The
good.
Descent. So, yeah, I would recommend watching it. But I'm just some schlub, so you do what you want to do. I'm not the boss of you. But, yeah. All right. Well, hey. Can't wait to see what August brings us.
That's right.
There's a toy show in August.
Yes, there is.
I might try to go to that. I haven't been to that one in a couple years. So, and then there's the Marysville Toy Show in September, at the end of September, which I will be having a table at.
Yeah.
So, I will keep everyone posted on that. But that is September 28th, I believe. Is that Saturday? Sunday. It's a Sunday, excuse me, at the Union County Fairgrounds. So we'll talk about that some more in August when it gets closer.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, hey, man. Glad you had a nice July. Can't wait to see the progress you make on the books.
Let's hope the maniac stays straight, stays rising and not falling.
Yeah. Hopefully I can get back into the writing. I actually opened my Google Drive and saw the story that we were going to be working on together, and then I saw the Welcome to the Universe sitting there just mocking me. So it's like, okay, it's time to hit this again.
Yeah.
So, and then I'm going to ask Jerry tonight if I can try to write a story based on that just random rant that he had.
Okay.
A friend of ours, Jerry, went on this just rant. And I won't get into it, but at the end of it, I'm like, oh my God, that could be a story. And so I'm going to see if he'll allow me to run with that. So
I like that.
I think it could be fun. So it would be like, if I can do it right, it would be like a John Wick for geriatric people.
Say no more.
Geriatric cancer patients.
Yeah.
Who I don't know. I gotta think of something that would push them over the edge. Their insurer expired.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Anywho. their denture cream got discontinued.
Yeah, there it is.
There it is. Yeah. I'm not ageist. All right, everybody. Well, thank you so much. If you've got any recommendations for sci-fi shows for Jordan,
yeah, comment
on either of our Facebooks or on the Nerd Podcast Facebook. So here's the thing, too. Start interacting with the Nerd Podcast social media, because that might be one of the things that makes us a legitimate media.
Yeah, there you go.
Person, entity. Oh, I've got one question, too.
Okay.
Maybe people can help me out. I want to get a new gaming system this year, right?
Okay.
And so, obviously, the options are PS5 or the Xbox Series S or X. Originally, I was going to do PS5. Because then I could take all my PS4 games, bring them up here, and they're backwards compatible, right? But with the Xbox, all of my Xbox games are backwards compatible, or I just watch them digitally. So, it's a two-part question. PS5 versus the Xbox systems.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have heard one guy at a game store did tell me a con for the PS5 is that if you save something on an external hard drive, then you have to reinstall it onto the PS5 every time you want to play it. Whereas right now, it's just fluid, right?
Yeah.
The Xbox does not do that, from what I understand. So, first part, PS5 versus the Xbox newest system. Second part is, if it's the Xbox Series S or X, because the X is the super duper, does 4K, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. You know, it's the monster, right? And the S is the digital only, but it's half as much, and I don't have a 4K TV.
Mm.
So, is it even worth getting the Series X? But it seems like with the Series S, I would have to buy and subscribe to the Game Pass.
Yeah.
Which is $17 a month or whatever it is. And if I do that, is that the same as Xbox Live, or do I have to have an Xbox Live account too? I don't know the answers to any of these questions.
We need help.
So, because Wyatt's had my Xbox for the last year and a half, and so I haven't done any Xbox stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Hmm. If anyone has any suggestions,
yeah,
hit me up on Facebook, or answer on the Nerd Podcast. Or if you're a friend and you have my phone number, just message me directly. And
slide into his DMs.
There we go. But yeah, I don't know what to do.
Yeah. Help us out, Nerd Nation.
Yeah.
Nerd Nation.
Nerd. Oh, wow. There we go.
Never used that.
Trademarked.
Before. Yep.
TM.
TMC. That's intellectual property now.
That's it. We own that. Nerd Nation. That we got to start doing that every time. All right. Well, hey. I think that's a good place to end. All right, guys. Thank you so much. Hope you guys had a great July, too. We'll see you in August. Stay nerdy.